Coming up on Friday, June 22nd, is the Cass County version of Relay for Life. Once again, it just seems like we just finished up last year's, and here we go again. Mary Otmar is in with us here this morning, active in the effort to continue to push forward the progress made through Relay for Life. Thanks for coming by.
You're welcome, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Appreciate it. We know why you're involved. We talked last year about your personal experiences and why you got involved. But why is this important to you to continue your involvement, to keep pushing forward with this project?
Well, one of the major reasons I have stayed involved is because just supporting other survivors. It's truly a support group. We have about 400 survivors in Cass County, which is a very large number, and I serve as the survivor chair, I guess you can call it, to coordinate the survivors, try to keep the database current, and to keep them informed about what's going on. And I think it's important that we support each other, as well as all of the other people in the community, our caregivers, the medical profession, the businesses that support survivors, and not just financially, but emotionally, and providing incentives to stay healthy. And so I want to be part of that positive movement forward.
Absolutely. And you talk about support. So let's go a little different route here when it comes to support, because we often talk about supporting those folks who are going through this. And we talk so much about the people who are those who are afflicted with some sort of cancer. But there's, I don't know if you want to call it collateral damage, but there are other people that are involved in this too. Those are the family members and the folks that care about those who are going through this. They need support in their own way too, because they have to continue to be positive and continue to work with these folks to help them get better.
That's exactly right. And I think sometimes we assume that the person going through the treatment, the cancer person, needs a lot of support, and that's absolutely true. But those that are caring for that cancer patient also needs support. They are the ones that help that person go to the bathroom and prepare food oftentimes and drive them to appointments and sit with them when they're having a bad day. And so they also become exhausted and they need to be rejuvenated. They need to have a timeout. They need to have a respite and they need to be supported. And so caregivers, whether it is a parent or a spouse or another relative, a son or daughter or neighbor, it's a whole group. You know, the saying, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a whole community to support individuals that are going through cancer. And it's not just during the actual treatment or surgeries that a person is experiencing their cancer journey, but it continues really for the rest of their life. Once you receive that diagnosis of you have cancer, it sticks in the back of your mind. You get through your treatment, you get through your major procedures at the time to take care of that initial diagnosis. But then even years later, it's always in the back of your mind thinking, you know, is it going to come back? Will it come back with a vengeance? Or am I actually in remission or cured for the rest of your life? So it's still a little bit of a mental process that you go through. And so it's always rewarding when I see someone that, in fact, yesterday I was shopping here in a local store, and one of my former 4-H'ers came up and said, oh, I just wondered how you were doing. I've been thinking about you. And for me, it's been 4 years that I've survived. And so that's just another reminder that there are people that still are supporting me as well as others. And it's just a word of encouragement that helps you get up in the morning and keep moving forward.
And you had people that helped and supported you as caregivers in their own way. It's difficult to do that. You want to help out. We can't cure cancer. We're not doctors, but we can do the things that we can to help out in the process. But sometimes there's a mental and physical toll that's taken on those people, because sometimes you feel like you can't have a down day because the person that you're helping is always having a worse day. So you have to be positive all the time. And that's tough on people.
You're right, Jim. And it's interesting that people will say to me, well, I want to do something, but I don't know what to do. Well, I would encourage you to not ask the cancer person, what can I do to help you? But to be creative, and maybe you go wash windows in their house, or you clean the toilet, or you put fresh sheets on their bed, or you vacuum. Some of those little duties that we don't want to ask help for but need to be done, and they are so uplifting. Just being there and doing some of those little things that need to be done and we don't have the energy at the time to do it.
Yeah, some days are better than others, but, you know, we get caught up in so many of the trivial things. Isn't it funny how many little things get us all worked up when there are people that are going through much larger issues?
Yes, that's true. And one other thing I just wanted to mention is just helping caregivers and the community to be patient with cancer survivors. There is this phenomenon that some of us used to joke about, but it's called chemo brain. So cancer patients that have experienced chemotherapy, especially for an extended length of time, do suffer from chemo brain. And simply, you know, going through chemo, you want it to kill the bad cells that are in your body, but it also is not discriminatory. It takes some of those good cells. And so to be patient with people, because your thinking skills are not always as sharp as they once were, and we can't always come up with the right words that we want to at the time, and we don't always remember things that should be easy for us to think about. So just caregivers and people that are in our world, to be patient as we work through it and try to move forward.
Absolutely. Be understanding. Mm-hmm. Moving on. Just keep moving on.
Right.
The Relay for Life effort is one way that you can see the kind of support that cancer survivors and those who have gone through this have, because it's just one big community hug.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. It's really the American Cancer Society's major fundraiser, and it doesn't just happen in our community, but there are actually 5,200 communities across the world in 27 countries that carry on a major fundraising event, all to go toward research and education. And we are very fortunate that we've had that event going on here. This will be our 20th year for Relay for Life in Cass County. And we're excited to have so many teams that have signed up. Each year, we designate certain individuals as our honorary survivors, and they will be the ones that lead the first lap around the track during the event on June 22nd. This year, our committee chose Norma Bricks from Atlantic, Carolyn Hartman from Cumberland, Clarence Waddell from Griswold, Julie Kennan from Marnie, and Cindy Cole from Atlantic to be our honorary survivors. So they will be carrying the banner, and then the rest of the survivors from our community will be following them to take that first lap around the track during the event.
Very good. It's nice to get a lot of folks involved and actively involved in the event. It's easy to throw money at something, and we do appreciate the donations, but it is a nice event if more people will show up that evening and actually participate, if just for a little bit of time.
Yes, and we certainly have had great support from the community. A free meal is offered to all of the survivors and one caregiver or guest. Hy-Vee has done this for many years. That will be at the Atlantic High School Commons. And we have tried to keep the database updated. If you are a survivor and did not receive an invitation, we certainly welcome you to attend. There's no pre-registration. You just need to show up at the Atlantic High School at 4:30. We start registration. The meal is at 5. And then we will be moving to the track, and we will be sharing the pennant ceremony, which is when the list of honorees, those that have passed, those that are still battling cancer, those names are read. And then following that ceremony, we will be doing our lap around the track. And then once we are finished, then the teams will take their lap. And part of the term relay is because people that are struggling with cancer or that are survivors, they never give up the fight. They keep going no matter how many bad days you have. You know that there's something positive at the end. And so Relay is a system of teams, and they are encouraged to have one team member on the track at all times to keep going, because we know that we never stop.
Well, research is important, obviously. We want to keep moving forward there. But I think one of the nicest things about an event like Relay for Life is here we are. We're talking about cancer. We're educating people. That's one of the reasons we have so many survivors.
That's true. And I just wanted to mention the first year that I participated, I was actually still going through treatment, and we got onto the track, and the music came on, and they were singing Happy Birthday. And I was a little taken aback, but it was about 3 days after my own birthday. And I thought, oh, they got everybody to sing Happy Birthday to me. And so I didn't fully understand. And then we got through the whole thing, and it was explained to me. I was thanking someone for the Happy Birthday, and they said, well, we do that every year because we're just excited that you are alive to have another birthday. So that was part of the significance of having that particular song played. And yes, you mentioned research. That's what almost all of the money goes for. And people that are following the cancer journey realize that the research is just coming up with remarkable things to minimize chemo treatments, to start immunotherapy, and some other really exciting cutting-edge treatment plans that are starting to emerge.
Absolutely. So how can you be involved in the Relay for Life effort, whether it's here in Cass County or any of the other counties that are celebrating the successes through the Relay for Life program too? Think about how you can be a part of that, because there's always a way for everyone to be involved, and make sure you do that. A lot of folks give a lot of different ways, through church, through business, through their community clubs and things. Lots of different ways folks can be a part of that. So help out any way you can that you feel comfortable. And who knows? Maybe one of these days we won't have to do this anymore. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, that would be awesome. And that's why we keep praying for a cure for cancer. And there are so many different forms of cancer that it's challenging to find a single cure. Well, there is no single cure, but to keep minimizing the effects of treatment and to eventually maybe minimize the number of diagnoses.
Yeah, we all realize we can't live forever, but we want to live long enough to reach our full potential.
Right.
So let's give us all a chance to do that. Very good. Mary, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Yep. Thanks for your participation, and we appreciate your sharing your experiences, too. Good luck.
Yep. Thank you, Jim.